Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
In the middle of Deca Smash, so far, 5 songs have been stripped away from the big soup. And 5 remain. Do you want to go through the ones that have been taken out?
I can name the ones that have been taken out. So far, we've had Warrant with Cherry Pie, Red Red Wine by UB40, Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett, Peaches from the Presidents of the United States of America, and 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad from Meat Loaf.
Okay.
So now 5 remaining. Do you want to hear them from the top?
Yes, Penta Smash.
Penta Smash.
Penta Smash.
A lot of them are coming through now.
Wow, the beginning sure is different.
Yeah, yeah. 3 of them now.
Jump ahead just 30 seconds, and that's what you get.
Steven in the capital region of New York. Hi, Steven.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Can you name one of those 5?
I think I can. Pink Floyd Time.
No.
Oh.
not even close.
So confident for nothing.
I knew it. Andy in Buffalo, you can do better, right?
Sure I can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No.
Billy
okay,
Joel,
now we are.
Scene from an Italian restaurant.
Well done. This is the one where he says heart attack. Kak.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Good night, Saigon.
Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the stream in our old familiar place. You and I.
There's a channel that's on satellite every so often, the Billy Joel channel, and he's on there and he'll describe different songs and stuff. And it was fascinating to me. Him talking about this song, he had set out, he really wanted to at some point write a song like the Beatles' A Day in the Life, where it starts in one way and tells a story and then changes tempo and everything and then comes back to the main theme, which is what this song then ended up doing. Very different subject matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, this goes through a few transitions.
I saw a headline, only a headline, that said, Billy Joel's best friend and bandmate dies. And then I didn't click on it, so I don't know who that is. Is it like a dog?
No, it was actually his buddy that he was in that band Attila with.
That made the worst rock album of all time.
Like a couple, yeah, it's a terrible rock album, but it was his buddy growing up. And yeah, he just passed away.
That.
Yeah.
And then there were 4, Quad Smash.
Quad Smash.
Zach in Pennsylvania. Hi, Zach. The challenge is on for you. Name an artist and a title.
Did I hear Island in the Sun by Weezer?
Nope.
Oh, Zach. Luke in Grand Rapids. Hello, Luke.
Did I hear Pork and Beans by Weezer?
Nope.
Matt in Wyoming.
Better guess. But...
Do you have any Weezer guesses or other guesses for the remaining 4 songs?
The Delicious Sweater.
I was actually going to go with Pork and Beans, too.
Don't do it. Pick something else.
don't know, just Vienna by Billy Joel.
Nope.
Nope.
Justin in Buffalo. Give us one, Justin.
Well, a couple people took mine. I'll go with Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
There you go.
Well done. This is the album cut here. This isn't the one where they say Glieben Globin at the beginning?
No.
No. God, they rocked on this album. Like that old riddle, who has nine arms and diabetes too? Def Leppard on tour right now.
That's a good one.
My third grade teacher told me that.
Yeah.
And then there were three. Still one. Three. Try smash.
Try smash.
I don't know the name of that song, but I have always known it stresses me out. Mac in Evansville. Hello, Mac.
I got it. I have it. It's Chop Suey by System of a Down.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Chop Suey.
Thank you, Mac.
Are you eating Chop Suey when you say that?
Probably get bored on hold and they're like, oh, I'll have this donut.
Like, yeah, I'm with you about this making you anxious. Like, I always love this intro. I'm like, yeah, all right. This is building. This is good.
I do generally like angry Armenian food songs. I just, this one makes me anxious.
But then it gets to,
Wake up. Wake up. Grab Russia, put a little makeup. Wake up. I just have to fade away in the shake up. Why'd you leave the keys up on the table?
Banana.
Here you go, create another table. You want to grab a Russia, put a little makeup.
Pizza.
I just got to fade away in the shake up.
Kind of.
Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? You
ketchup.
Want to quiet. What? Think you trust.
You know, the band gets in an argument. They sound like a couple vampires arguing over a cookie, as Conan O'Brien said.
Then there were two.
Bye, smash!
Bye, smash!
All my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'll use your passing by. Just battle a little clown.
What?
Eyes.
Oh, Zach in Michigan's Upper Peninsula listening on K-Rock. Hi, Zach.
Oh, I got Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen.
You got it.
Song rocks so hard, man. Mm-hmm.
At our seventh grade dance, this is the song the DJ asked Carmen Bigelow to slow dance to. That was weird.
Oh. The DJ did, huh?
The DJ asked.
Oh.
Like a seventh grader or sixth grader?
Seventh grader.
Yikes. Okay.
Was Carmen Bigelow a looker?
She was a normal seventh grader. Yeah.
What age range are DJ were we looking at here? Like, he seemed old, but he was 18 or he was like 41?
I would say 20s.
20s.
And the dance ended not too long after that. The lights came on and teachers acted weird.
Yeah.
Nice. Did he do it like on the mic? Like, hey, you down there in
no,
the front.
No, but word spread like wild. Well, she said yes because I think she didn't know what to do.
Hey, hot stuff of the Esprit sweatshirt.
So I was like, hey, she's dancing with the DJ. Are we allowed to do that? And then, I don't know, Mrs. Guter came in riding a horse of destiny. Mrs. is turning into an AI dream now.
Mrs. Guter.
And the horse of destiny.
Yeah. She was very crunchy.
Wow.
She had a lot of woven things in her wardrobe.
Mrs. Guter and the
Angry cooter. I bet she had the angriest cooter of any cuter you've ever seen. She was Guter's terrifying. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
No one made students cry like cuter. All right, then there's one.
That's all you got.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. Cody in Nashville, what is that song that's playing?
It sounds like Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel.
You stop it, you rascal. Michelle and Brick. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
I had Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes, but that's out.
What's that weird song Steve keeps playing? Oh, I hear that.
I don't know. He's crazy.
Okay.
He is.
Steve, you be tripping.
Me or him.
Spoken like every Jersey gal ever. I don't know about Steve. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Randall in Nashville. Hi, Randall. Can you name it?
Nope, I can't. I'm sorry.
What if Steve plays this much of it?
Nope.
Not me.
Sorry.
Wildly unhelpful.
Dedicate one to the lady.
Oh, now I think I know it. Matt in Ohio. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Ice Cream Man Van Halen.
That's it. Go.
Man, some of the recent videos of him on stage are just bad.
Yes, yeah, they are. Better look out now,
though. Dave's got something. I mean, when we interviewed Sammy Hagar 23 years ago, he joked about how Dave didn't have it anymore and he couldn't hit the notes, so he just bounces around like an idiot. Now, they weren't even in the peak of their rivalry. They were friendly at that point. But I wouldn't have believed
that. Probably around the time they were touring together.
That tour. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because we interviewed both of them and they both were totally dicks to each other in a funny way.
Yeah. He never liked Dave.
I think he respects him as a performer.
Yeah. I think he did too. He's like, I mean, because he would say, he's like, yeah, I mean, he was like the greatest front man of all time. Mm-hmm. It's great. He's just a cartoon.
Maybe Sammy Hagar was just really good at being insulting, but acting like he was friends with him. And that just made Dave more angry. Like, you know you hate me. Stop it.
Yeah, pretty hateable.
Stop it. All right, a fine round. The theme was obviously
macaroni and cheese.
Is that what you were going to say?
Months of the year, I thought.
Yeah. Munster. Pizza. The forgotten cheese. Also known as Germany shame. I don't know if you know that.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.